Check 1-2, this the Fat Mac, the almighty Triple XL, chiming one time for you, man. Yeah, MacCity.com, the Mac City Limits, ChronicCast.blogspot.com. Before I roll and do my thing, let me give shout-outs to T-Man, ChronicGirls.net. Also, my boy Rick Nasty, UrbanAmateurs.net. It is .net, ain't it? I keep forgetting if it's... I don't know what it is with that .net, .com shit, Rick. I don't know. For some reason, I'm having a hard time applying that shit to your website. But like I said, yeah, it's Urban Amateurs. Go ahead, type that shit in. Go holler at that shit, man. That's some good shit over there, man, for real. Yep, holler my boy Taylor May. I'm doing this shit right in front of this show today. In front... Try to make it short. Try to make it brief. It never works out. I always end up doing extra shit, man. You know what I mean? Once again, trying this shit on the iPhone. I think the audio quality is just a little better than my recorder. I'm not even outside. I'm actually inside the crib, right? So without further ado, it's going to be a gumbo show, man. It's going to be a mega mix. Full of all kinds of shit that I've done in the past, doing some recapping and adding on to some of the subjects. And, just briefly just talk about Ocho Cinco. Yeah, you know about what the fuck happened to him, man. You know, I just did a show on domestic violence, man, not even a month ago. And, yeah, you see what happens, man, when you go ahead, you put your goon hand down on a bitch, even though she may have started it, she may have instigated it, she may have done all kinds of shit to that nigga to make him snap, but guess who goes to prison, man, guess who goes to jail? That's right, you, the man, you go and shit. And, you know, I've had, you know, there's this one female who is, she is a fan of the site, but she's really pissed off and miffed at the fact that I basically admitted that, you know, I have smacked bitches back in the day. Like I said, that was back in my younger days. You know, I haven't really done that lately. And just to give you the idea of the restraint that I do have, I mean, if anyone is a Mac City citizen and you've been inside the logs, you remember that situation that happened between me, Crazy Bitch Kayla, Nish, and Thick Lish. Y'all remember that shit? Well, both them females, Kayla and Nish, jumped on Lish while she was pregnant and was beating her ass? Y'all remember that shit? Now, usually, you know, I don't do domestics and I don't get involved in no motherfucking cat fights and shit. But this was a different situation, you know. Lish was totally innocent. Basically, what had happened was Crazy Bitch Kayla, she concocted this story about how me and Lish had left Tanisha's baby up in the apartment all by himself while me and Lish was out in a car fucking, which is kind of stupid because we got the apartment all to ourselves. We can fuck up in the goddamn apartment, but Lish was left in charge babysitting Nish's son, and while Nish and Kayla went out looking for dick or partying or whatever the fuck they was doing and shit. You know, they was getting high and drunk and just having a good old time. And I came over to, you know, keep Lish company, man. So guess who shows up? Kayla shows up. She leaves earlier than Tanisha. And for some fucking strange reason, she just gets this bug up her ass, man, to just start some shit, man. So I guess she's going into the bathroom, getting on the phone, telling Tanisha, oh, I found him outside fucking in the car. Yo, baby up in here by himself crying and he need his diaper changed and all this shit. So I guess Tanisha is like on some superwoman shit. She decided to leave the party where the fuck she at and come home and regulate and do what the fuck she do and shit. So she, now keep in mind, this is unbeknownst to me and Lish. We don't know what's going on. As soon as she come home, you know, be like, hey, baby, what's up? You know, I went ahead and bought her something to eat when she came home, went to Penn Station, got her some subs. I even bought Kayla some cigarettes and a sub also. And imagine my surprise when Nish had all this venom in her. And she was blowed out of her fucking mind. She had taken some pills and some sort of alcohol. I don't know what the fuck. But she was like, "You motherfuckers left my baby here by himself." And I'm like, "What the fuck?" And all the while this was happening, and Kayla had showed up, Lish, you know, there's something to be said for women's intuition. Lish said, "Please don't leave me. Please don't leave me. I think something's going to happen. I think Kayla's going to do something." And Kayla has never, ever done any fuck shit around me. You know what I'm saying? That's the amount of respect she had for a nigga, at least at that particular point. So I'm like, ain't nothing going to happen to you. You good. You with me. Don't worry about it. You know, ain't no fuck shit going to happen, you know, while Big Mike around, baby. I got this. You know what I'm saying? So imagine my surprise. Or woo-wee, I couldn't have been more wrong that day. Because as soon as Tanisha came home, boy, it was like, I mean, Kayla's pulling Jedi mind tricks on this bitch, man. She was like, "Dad, it's true. I swear on my mama and on my kids. They was outside fucking in the car and they left your baby up in here crying and starving and wet and all this kind of shit." We like, what the fuck is going on? Shit. So, you know, Lish is trying to plead her case and trying to say, "I would never do that. We've been up in here taking care of the baby, just watching TV and eating sandwiches." And Kayla's like, "No, they wasn't. They was outside fucking. I swear, my mama and my babies." And I'm not going to lie. I was in total shock. I'm like, this motherfucking ungrateful ass bitch. You know, I ran to the store, bought this bitch something to eat, got her some cigarettes, and she concocting these lies, you know, besmirching my stellar character. Like I would have Nisha's baby up in there all by itself. I'm like, what the fuck? So bottom line is, I told Lish to leave. She wouldn't leave. She was so adamant about explaining that shit that Kayla was talking did not go down. She wanted to plead her case because she was absolutely innocent. But Tanisha didn't believe Lish. She chose to believe the friend she has had for years, who has fucked all of her men, lied to her repeatedly about all sorts of shit, stolen money from her. You know, this is the person that she believes over me and Lish, right? So it just got to the point where Lish couldn't take it no more. Lish snapped and her and Kayla got into it. They was banging. They was scrapping. Lish was basically getting the best out of Kayla. Then Tanisha jumps in. "That's my best friend. Fuck that." So they double teaming Lish. So I'm like, I can't even let this go down. Especially she was like 3-4 months pregnant. I jump in it. You know, I did my Hulk thing. I ain't smack him or nothing. Like, now remember, I'm telling you this whole story to give you some idea what kind of restraint I have, so you don't think I'm this gorilla pimp ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? I went in, grabbed both of them, basically launched their asses in the air. I'm serious. I picked them up, threw them up off Lish, and that was supposed to be the end of that. Matter of fact, Tanisha, once she felt the power, she said, "Oh, hell no." She motherfucking went into her bedroom and locked the door, right? But Kayla, shit, she in the living room still talking shit. She ain't jumping on no girl now. You know, since she see that I'm in the mix, she ain't jumping on her, but she is talking cash shit. So I'm up in her face. I'm like, "Put your hands on her again. Put your hands on her again. I'm tired of your fuck shit. Do it. I wish you would." So I'm like in her face. I'm like a centimeter from her face yelling at her, you know, like she a child. And, you know, and I got my hands balled up because I'm serious. I like, if she tries something, if she go after this pregnant ass female over here, I'm a goddamn, man, I'm gonna put some knots on her fucking head for real. I was pissed to that point, you know, because I was trying to quell this shit, right? So just so happened that day, I actually had a 9mm on me, right? And so Kayla got so scared, you know what I mean? Because I'd never seen her this way. I'd never, you know, it was obvious that the fear of God was in her when I was up on her and shit. So she was scared enough to run to the kitchen, grab some butcher knives, and the bitch was not playing. The bitch was not playing. Let me tell you, when I tell you the bitch was not playing, she came at me full force with two fucking butcher knives, swinging them. You know what I'm saying? And if it wasn't for the fact that there was a coffee table there where I could run around, duck, dodge, whatever. And I had the option to pull the nine. Okay, now this is where the restraint comes in. I said, okay, this is what these are my options. I can cut a rug, run, get the fuck up out of here, because I know the police is coming, because all this ruckus up in this goddamn apartment. Ain't nobody not hearing this shit, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I can roll the fuck out and look like I was scared or whatever, which there was not, there was no, that wasn't even the issue, me being scared and shit. What was the issue is, how am I going to explain this in court when it all goes down? If I decide to pull my pistol and pop her ass, how is this going to look in court? Regardless if she has knives or not, me shooting a white woman, and a lot of people would argue she's white anyway, but she looks white, you know what I mean? She's got like some white and Hispanic and Indian or some shit, but fuck, she looks white. So basically, those are my two options. I could run and look like a coward, or I could stay there because she was trying to kill me. She was taking swings. She was not doing no warning shots or whatever. She was trying to get at me, right? I'm like, and I've always been trained, like, if you pull your shit, you always use it. If you pull your shit, you always use it. So I didn't pull it. I made the command decision to avoid court, avoid prison time, avoid possible life sentence from popping this bitch and killing her. You know what I'm saying? So that should let you know my mindset. I'm not quick to just put my hands on bitches and shoot bitches and mangle bitches and all that. I'm not on that shit. You know, I basically always weigh the fucking scales, man. Is it in my best interest to do what I may have to do to this bitch? That particular night, it was not in my best interest. Perhaps if there was no coffee table in the immediate vicinity where I could run around it and duck and dodge and have this bitch nowhere near me with the knives because she got close a couple times, I may have had to pop her. You know what I'm saying? But at that particular point, there was no need to pop her. See, a lot of you niggas, man, that's on this chivalry ass shit. Y'all just ain't met the right bitches, man. Y'all ain't met the right bitches, man. I know some raw ass bitches, man, that will have your ass in the hospital. I do. I know some bitches that will have you fucked up, man. And I'm not talking about them getting niggas to whoop your ass. Yeah, that's a real possibility. I know bitches with manipulation skills that had you fucked up. They'll have 5-6 niggas waiting on your ass around the corner just because, you know, they got it like that in the hood and shit. But I'm talking about bitches that will do you in personally with their own motherfucking hands. I done seen bitches at clubs slice niggas with razor blades. You know what I'm saying? Fuck. Just for GP out of an argument, you know, because a bitch felt that she got disrespected by a nigga, and the nigga never even put his hands on a bitch. And you know how some of them bitches got that talent of hiding shit under their tongues. Big shit, man, for real. I seen a bitch pull that shit right out of her mouth and turn a nigga into Scarface within a second. Mm-hmm. And you talking about this, there are queens. Don't put your hands on our queens. They're the mothers of Sips. Shut the fuck up, nigga. You don't know who the fuck you talking about or what the fuck you talking about. You spend your time in the gutter like me, nigga, you'll change your tune real quick. Matter of fact, a couple years ago, there was this poor cat, man. He was actually trying to help a female that was getting jumped on by a dude or some shit, man. It was at a McDonald's. I don't know. But a lot of you Gym City cats remember this shit, man. But the brother was trying to help, you know, this one female who was getting, you know, just sauced up by some nigga and whatever. And then there was like 3 or 4 other chicks that was out in the parking lot that seen this female screaming. And I guess these females thought that the dude that was trying to help was actually the cat that was beating up on the female. So one of the females pulled off her stiletto heels, because of course it was right after coming from the club or whatever, ran up to the dude that was actually trying to pull the other dude off. And then when dude turned around, this motherfucking bitch stabbed him in the eye with the stiletto heel, man. What the fuck? Yes, stabbed the brother in the eye with a stiletto heel, man. So to this day, he's blind. He only has one eye. Mm-hmm. And you sitting around this motherfucker trying to lecture me about how harmless a bitch is. Nigga, you need to get the fuck out my face, because you don't know what the fuck you talking about. These bitches will have your ass fucked up if you sleep on them. And nigga, Triple XL ain't sleep on their bitch out there. I done seen these hoes, man, do some shit. Fuck. And I'm not going to allow a bitch to get that close to slice me up or to gouge my eyes out with they motherfucking heels and shit. Bitches is resourceful, man. Niggas are, boy, these bitches will do something to you, man. So that's all I'm saying, man. I am not so quick to pull the trigger on a bitch. You know, if you get close enough, and if I, you know, and I got a spider sense, you know, from working in a goddamn prison for like a decade, you know, you get gut feelings, man. You get spider senses when motherfuckers have ill intentions, man. You know what I'm saying? And I've never been wrong. Never, ever been wrong. Shit. So with that said, I'm going to take me a little break, man. I'm going to think of the next little tidbit of information I want to share with y'all. Shit, I'm out. Well, I guess we can go ahead and talk about Shorty, man. I guess I've neglected to tell y'all how fast things have moved. She actually stays with me now, kind of unofficially. You know, she really dig a nigga and she really don't want to let me out of her sight. So she here like all the time, man. And it's driving me crazy, nigga. It's driving me crazy. I just been in player mode so long to just have one woman in the mix and just pay attention to one woman. And I mean, the phone calls keep coming, the chicks want to come over and fuck with me, but you know, I've been trying to do some square shit, man, and it is killing me. It is fucking killing me, man. Oh my god, it's killing me. And she's a good girl too, man. Smart, intelligent, sex is okay. I mean, it's great for her, because like I said, I puts it down on her, boy. You know, it's not too many females I can actually do that to, but I don't know, something about the pussy is kind of like, it's, and believe it or not, there's differences in pussy, man. Some pussy just is just overstimulating to me, and I just can't hold it, and some pussy is kind of numb. And I just can't explain it. Now, I don't really have a lot of feeling when I'm banging on certain chicks, and I can hit them all day. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, every time I bang on that shit, I do it at least for like 45 minutes, which is crazy. I mean, I don't hardly ever. Like I said, my average when I'm fucking on a chick, man, is like 8 minutes. Shit. When I'm, you know, because I'm usually fucking old bitches that really turn me the fuck on, man. You know, and she don't really turn me the fuck on, even though she cool and it's fun and we go to the movies and hold hands and hug and she snuggled up next to me. And I don't know, man. Like I said, I've just never really been into older chicks, man. Never been into older chicks, man. So, man, right about now, I'm really bored out of my fucking mind, man. I'm bored. I am bored out of my mind. And she's a good cat. She really is, man. She's almost done with school, you know, for her nursing. And once she gets that piece of paper for that nursing, she gonna be making some cheddar, man. You know, she cook for me every night, wash my clothes, breakfast in bed, all that shit. But my stupid ass, I still want to goddamn have multiple freaks over and bang on them. I have a problem. I'm pretty sure I'm a sex addict of some sort. I mean, what rational man would do that shit? What rational man would do that fucking shit, man? I don't know. You got the one, you know. And I guess you just chalk it up to just being superficial as fuck, because she just ain't as fine as she needs to be for me to, you know, to really have her out in public, you know, like a trophy bitch and shit. You know, I'm still thinking in terms of cyber pimpdom. You know, I'm not really thinking in square mode. As much as I try and think in square mode, I can't, man, you know. So when I look at chicks, I'm just looking at them as commodities, things that make me want to get paid. How much money can I get off this bitch? You know, I don't know, man. I'm just, and also, you know, motherfuckers have asked me, you know, what are the prime ingredients to actually keep your bitch, keep her in line, make sure she stay on your team. Well, from what I have learned, and believe me, man, and matter of fact, this cracks me up, right? Because this is what old girl told me a week ago. She told me, you just don't understand women. And I even had LaDonna even tell me that shit a month ago. You don't understand women. And both times when both of these hoes told me that shit, I about almost cried myself into submission. I'm like, what? I don't understand women, bitch. Shit. That's a problem. I understand you hoes too well. You know what I'm saying? Now, what they actually mean by that when they say that I don't understand women is the fact that one thing that I've learned about bitches, for the most part, need, like I said, the emotional roller coaster. They need the drama. They need something to go on that will titillate their senses. And I, back in the day when I first started this, I would provide some of that, man. But I've gotten older, and I don't feel like playing that fucking game. You know what I mean? So, you know, when they come to me with this fuckery, with this fuck shit, man, with stuff that they think that might make me blow the fuck up or make me pay more attention to them or be more, just to be all up their ass and shit. You know, I don't do that shit. So they automatically assume that I don't understand women. You know, it's not that I don't understand women. I'm just not willing to play this motherfucking game with you, bitch. You know what I mean? Just imagine me as being Dr. Spock. And that's what really made me laugh about this latest movie that came out about Star Trek. How Dr. Spock got the hot black bitch, this logical, cool, calm, collected cat, you know. He got the bitch, you know what I'm saying? He got the fine ass bitch and shit, man. I was kind of like, in this movie, he kind of showed a little bit of emotion, you know, but for a bitch to actually really fall for a logical nigga, a nigga that's not going to argue with you, a nigga that's not going to fuss with you, a nigga that's not going to participate in all the drama and the tomfoolery and shit, a bitch will get bored with that. Bitches need that emotional feedback loop. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm not really providing that. Well, actually, I did provide that yesterday. I'll get back to that in a minute and shit, man. But yeah, actually, the two main ingredients, man, is, you know, the feedback loop for the emotional drama, the emotional roller coaster. That is essential, right? And to me, that's number one. That's the number one thing you got to have. And you got to be able to fuck them good. These are the two main ingredients, okay? Because I do everything else primo except for fucking them good and giving them the emotional roller coaster. Because really, I gives less than two fucks. You know, if you want to argue, fuck, bitch. You'll be arguing with yourself. I'm not going to argue with you. You know, you can take your ass on out here. You can go find you one of these emotional ass niggas, you know, that's running around in the streets that want to argue with you. Find one of them niggas. I'm not the one, okay? And as far as the sex is concerned, shit, man, you know, a lot of them, you know, they hot in the pants, and I mean, they sexy as fuck. And I'm not really out to please them sexually. I'm just trying to get my nut off and bust it and send them on their way on the real. Shit. So those are the two things that's actually kind of like been lacking in my game, which would cause me not to put them in lockdown mode, because these are two things that need to happen. First, you need to make love to their mind, or you need to mind fuck them. That's number one. Okay. And you do that through the emotional roller coaster. I love you. I hate you. I love you. I hate you. You know, one day you say, bitch, I wouldn't walk across the street to spit in your face if you was on fire. Fuck you, bitch. And then the next day you bring them roses. You know what I'm saying? That's the kind of shit that them bitches is on. That kind of shit, you know, it fucks their heads up and it just intrigues them. And you become an anomaly, a mystery to a bitch. You know what I mean? And then, of course, after you tell them you don't give a fuck about them and you say you won't spit in their face and then you bring them the flowers, then the next move is you take their ass somewhere and you bang the shit out that bitch. Bang them good and hard. You know what I mean? That's what keeps bitches on lock. You know, bitches is going to deny it all they want. Nigga, you don't know what you're talking about. Fuck you, bitch. Yes, I do. Shit. I see all these fucking females running around with all these trash ass niggas. Fuck. And I know what's going on with them. I know these niggas is treating them like dirt. And then they fucking the shit out of them right after they treat them like dirt. You know what I'm saying? And that's what keep them bitches coming back. But like I said, you know, fucking them really good and fucking them really hard, that's only half the goddamn formula, man. Like, you really got to mind fuck them, man. You really got to have... Okay, that's the only thing that's fucked up about this goddamn iPhone, man. You got to tolerate motherfuckers calling you and shit, man. Let me see, where the fuck was I at, man? Yeah, like I said, man, you know, you just can't really fuck them into submission, man. You know, and along with the fucking, the physical fucking, the mind fucking has to come first, man. You know, that way you keep them intrigued, you keep them guessing, you keep them on their toes. You keep them to the point where they're not bored. Hoes get bored real quick. And I guess that applies to me too. I must be a hoe too, because I'm bored as fuck. I am bored. I miss grimy ass LaDonna. I miss treacherous ass Tanisha. You know, man, I miss all of them, man. Shit, I want to bang the shit out them bitches. Fuck. Even though I've been over here on some square shit with Shorty, and I've been banging on that shit and watching her bust multiple nuts, I'm bored, you know. I miss White She Devil, man. I miss that freaky ass shit. God damn, I miss that shit. But yeah, man, that's what I'm talking about today, man. Shit. So, in my humble opinion, if you really must know, the two main ingredients, right, is you know. First, you got to mind fuck them. You got to intrigue them. You got to be a mystery. You got to keep them guessing. You know, like I said, it's just as simple as telling a bitch, you ain't shit, bitch. Fuck you, bitch. I don't need you, bitch. You know, go kill yourself, bitch. And then the next day, baby, you know, shit. You know, I was just clowning. You know, I was having a bad day. You know, come and get daddy a hug. You know what I'm saying? You know, just... come on, let's be adult about this, you know. Hey, let's go out. Let me take you out to eat, you know what I'm saying? You know, give her some flowers. And then, you know, then take her to the park. Then after that, take her to your crib, bend her over, and smash that shit. You know what I mean? That formula works all the time. It works all the time. Shit. Bitches love that shit, man. They love that shit. Okay. Yup. My two particular... theories on the formula on how to keep a bitch on lock. Just basically the two main ones. So when I got a bitch telling me that I don't understand women, you know, it's just like, yeah, okay. I think LaDonna told me that shit, right? Because, I can't remember how we got on that bullshit, man. Talking about I don't understand women because I'm having certain sort of problems with other females or whatever. And my problem is actually stemming from the fact that, you know, I don't play the game. I don't play the ball. You know, I don't kick the ball back in play when these bitches, you know, they want to do that emotional roller coaster shit. I don't really have that interest. But with this new chick, it's kind of hard not to play the game when the bitch is staying with you, and she's been staying with me. And let me just tell you about what happened between me and this chick, man. Me and this chick, she was staying over her friend's house 2 days ago, and she said you know, I'm going to stay the night over at my friend's house. You know, can you come get me the next day? And I'm like, yeah, that's cool. And she was like, oh, yeah, and I want you to meet my friend, too. So she's been going around telling everybody about me. You know what I mean? She done told me she's in love with me. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I'm like, ah, fuck. You know, so I don't really have no desire to meet her friends because, I mean, I'm just not sure that I really want to fuck with her like that. You know what I'm saying? She's just kind of like, she cool to fuck with right now, but I'm not really feeling the love aspect. You know, I still have the love aspect for that funky ass bitch, LaDonna. You know, that shit has not gone away. I don't know what the fuck happened with me and this bitch, man. But me and this bitch, oh my God, man. I just can't get this hoe out of my goddamn mind. But anyway, me and this chick, you know, I'm like, okay. Yeah, I said, well, yeah, I might. You know, I might go ahead and do that. And she was like, no, seriously, I want you to meet my friends. I'm like, okay. So next day rolls around. I'm kind of like having a bad day and shit, man. My computer's fucked up and it's crashing and shit. And I had to basically just wipe the whole motherfucker clean. And it took me forever to do that because I had to find the boot up disk to do it and shit. And for the life of me, I couldn't find the goddamn boot up disk. I'm like, damn, you know. So I had all these viruses on my goddamn computer and I couldn't get the goddamn computer to work right. And I couldn't get the computer to accept the fucking boot up disk. It was just all kind of fucked up crazy shit going on. Then when I went ahead and finally got the computer to accept the boot up disk to totally just erase the hard drive and shit, then the goddamn the computer, it nothing wanted to show up on the screen. It was just a totally black screen. I was trying to figure out, why is that shit doing that? Why? What the fuck? You know, I've been doing this shit for going on 10 hours, man. So I was really angry, really pissed off. You know, so finally I figured out how to fix the whole thing. I had to unplug all my USB drives and shit. And so then the computer actually came on and I could see shit on my computer screen. And plus, I also had some money issues, man. You know, it's like I had like kind of like a small check come in, you know, every now and then. That does happen when you don't get the right kind of money come in off your site. Man, I had a particularly small check last week and shit. And I'm like, fuck, man. You know, I hate to be broke. That's one thing that really pisses me off is to be broke and shit. You know, I'm like, damn, I ain't got no money. I'm like, shit, I got to wait another 5 days to get paid and shit. I'm like, fuck, nigga. Damn. You know, I was like, shit. You know, I was just, the very thought of just not having no goddamn money in my pocket just irritates the fuck out of me. So my computer's fucked up. I've been tangling with that for like two days. I got this prospect of the fact that I got to wait 5 more days to get paid because I'm actually broke. I got like $50 to my name and shit. I'm like, damn, then I got to get up and go see this broad and pick her up. And I got to burn more gas. And, you know, I got to at least put $15, $20 in the gas tank just to go get her. You know what I'm saying? And then she want me to meet some people. I don't have the time, you know, because I got to get back to the crib. And I got to get working on my computer and reload everything. You know, I got some money to make. That's how I make money on my fucking computer. You know what I'm saying? So I'd go try and find her. And this heifer, she text messages me the wrong fucking address. I'm supposed to pick her up at this address of 114 Cherokee. You know what I'm saying? 114 Cherokee. But she texts me 141 Cherokee, right? So I get to 141, and so I call her and I'm waiting. Here I am. She's like, where are you? I'm like, where you told me to be, 141. She's like, I didn't say 141. I'm like, yes, you fucking did. I got it on the phone, nigga. You said 141. She's like, no, I didn't. I'm like, when you get your ass in this motherfucking car, I'm going to show you. You said 141, so where the fuck are you? I'm at 114, so okay, bitch. All right, so I got to pull all the way around. I got to go find 114 Cherokee. I go find 114 Cherokee. Sure enough, there she is. Bitch ain't even really dressed. You know what I mean? She come out just lounging. Oh, okay, well, now you can come up and meet my friends. I'm like, look, you know what? Okay. I'll be up in a minute. I really had intentions of going up just meeting her friends and shit. But the more I thought about it, man, I'm in no mood to meet none of her motherfucking friends, man. So I go ahead and call. She don't pick up the phone. So then I go ahead and text her. I'm like, you know what? Second thought, I've changed my mind. I just want you to come on, get in this ride, and we got to go to the crib because I got some work to do. I don't have time. So I don't know. I guess with her raggedy ass phone, she gets messages like real slow or something. So then this heifer, she calls herself calling me. Well, are you coming up? I'm like, nigga, didn't you see the message I sent you? And when I did try to call, you didn't answer the motherfucking phone. But you said you was coming up. I'm like, well, I've changed my mind. I'm a grown ass man and I have the prerogative to fucking change my mind. I don't want to see your friends today. I'm not in the mood. You know, I'm not going to be good company. You feel me? So come on, let's go. Oh, that's just fucked up. That's just fucked up. So she hangs up. So then this bitch makes me wait 15 fucking minutes out in the car, you know, trying to be cute. You know, and I know she's trying to be cute. You know, she's and it's hot outside and there ain't no AC because I'm driving her shit. Ain't no AC in her ride. I'm in that bitch bacon. So she finally comes out with two other females and they all looking at me like I'm crazy. And the female who I'm supposed to meet, she was like, you know, you could have came up and seen me. There wasn't no reason for you to do that. I wasn't going to do nothing to you. I'm like, bitch. Am I Barack Obama or something? I mean, is it really necessary that you motherfucking bitches put on this show just to meet me? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, yeah. I said, okay, yeah, I got that. You know, all right, my fault. Hey, but I got things to do. I'm trying to get her up in the spot, man, because we got things to do. You know what I'm saying? It only would have took you 2 minutes to come up and say hi. That's all you had to do. You made me come down here and say hi. I'm like, oh, black bitches. Black motherfucking bitches, man. Shit. I'm like, okay, all right. My apologies. My humble apologies. Okay, it's all good. Okay, I'm like, okay, come on, Monique. Get in the car. Let's go. So I got to look at her. Look at me crazy. And this bitch, she's stalling. I guess she's trying to show that she got some sort of power. Well, she ain't going to jump when I say jump or whatever. So she's sitting there chit-chatting with her friends and shit, man. I'm just like, oh, my God, man. I'm about to Ocho Cinco you, bitch. Oh, shit, you better get your ass in this car. So from the time I pulled up, it was like took her ass 20 minutes to get into the goddamn car. She finally gets into the car. Bitch won't stop talking about me not meeting her friends. I'm like, nigga, I just met your friends. They came out and they said hi and I said hi. That's different. You said you was going to come up. Why didn't you want to come? I'm like, look, nigga, it's over. It's over. I seen your friends. Your friends seen me. We said hi. They chastised me for not wanting to come up and see their motherfucking ass. It's over. I seen them. You could have came up and seen him. I don't know why you didn't want to come. I'm like, this bitch. I'm like, okay, all right. I'm sorry that I didn't jump through no fucking hoops to come see you and your motherfucking friends, okay? It ain't about jumping through it. I said, look, first of all, don't raise your voice. Now, check this out, people. You know, I have a threshold, you know what I'm saying, where I go from 0 to 100 real quick when people just steadily pick at a nigga, you feel me? And then I get to the point where it just ain't no stopping me. I'm about to steamroll you, you know what I'm saying? So she's like, you could have came up and first you said you was gonna come up, then you changed. I'm like, this bitch is really on one about this bullshit, man. I'm like, look, I got shit to do at the crib. You know, my computer's fucked up. That's how I make my money. I gotta get on my fucking computer. I don't have time to socialize with you and your friends. I'm not in the mood. I'm not good company. That's bullshit. You just making up excuses. So now she's just nagging the fuck out of me, man. Just nagging. Instead of just letting it go, just understanding the situation. The bitch just want to fucking nag me, man. She just want to fucking nag me. So finally, I just lost it on the bitch. I'm like, look, bitch, you ain't gonna be talking to me like I'm no goddamn chat. Did you just call me a bitch? Yes, bitch. I said, bitch, you're not going to be talking to me like I'm a fucking child. I do what the fuck I want to do when I fucking want to do it. And goddamn it, you ain't going to tell me who the fuck I'm going to meet and who I ain't going to meet. And if I don't meet him, you know, bitch, don't be trying to chastise me because I don't want to do what the fuck you want to do when you want to do it. Fuck you, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Shit. What the fuck is wrong? I've been taking care of your motherfucking ass ever since I met you. Oh, have you? Yeah, I have. Shit. I mean, you ain't got no job. You staying up in the spot. You know, you got heat. You got air. You got water. You got a place. You know, I mean, who been putting money in this motherfucking tank so you can get back and forth to school? And you got them talking shit to me like I'm some sort of bad guy? Fuck you, nigga. For real. You need to shut the fuck up and sit your ass back and goddamn just understand you dealing with a man, bitch. You ain't talking to no goddamn child. Oh, you's a man now? I'm not treating you like no man now? I've been cooking and cleaning for you. And okay, all right, then that's all well and good. But look, when I say leave me the fuck alone about a particular subject or topic, then leave me the fuck alone. Let it ride, bitch. And you got one more time to call me a bitch. I'm like, fuck you, bitch. Now what? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, look, I done told you to leave me the fuck alone, but you keep goddamn egging the shit on. You keep nitpicking. You keep goddamn talking shit to me. Fuck you. I don't give a fuck about your friends, family, nothing. I don't want to meet nobody. Nigga. Shit. Until I fucking get... Good God, man. Shit. Phone's just blowing up with freaks trying to get at a nigga, man. Damn. You know, females, they not digging this shit, man. They are not digging this shit. This day home away from home, they trying to come fuck with a nigga, man. Shit. They are not liking me having a main steady bitch. You feel me? But anyway, man, where was I, man? These motherfucking freaks still calling this goddamn number and shit. Fuck, man. What was I gonna say, man? But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and just recap, man. Like I said, yeah, I don't think it's going to work between me and Shorty, man. I'm used to having bitches over whenever the fuck I want to have them over and shit. And I'm really not on that creep shit. You know, I likes to keep shit 100, even though she has no idea that I'm a smut peddler. You know, I've turned over a new leaf, so to speak. I'm not admitting to these freaks what my true identity is, or my occupation. That seems to work a lot better, you know what I'm saying? But it's only a matter of time before she fucking finds out and she has a goddamn heart attack and shit. Because she's such a square, goody-two-shoes type chick. And really, that's what I needed in my life, man. But I'm bored to fucking death, man. I'm not going to lie. She's a good catch, and if you was going to try and build something with a chick, man, she'd be perfect for it, man. So, I mean, if I had my sense about me, I'd probably still fuck with her. But, you know, I'm not on this arguing and yelling with bitches, man. You know, she brought it up out of me, man. She brought the shit up out of me. There was a whole bunch more shit that was said, but I just paraphrased it, man. Like, bitch, I'm not on it. Shit, you know, don't be goddamn chastising me because I don't want to meet your motherfucking friends. Bitch, fuck you and your friends, nigga. Goddamn, y'all motherfuckers acting like, you know, this is something that needs to happen. This is something that, you know, it's paramount in your lives that you meet me. Fuck. I'm like, I'll meet him some other fucking time. I'm busy. I got shit to do. I got things I got to get done, bitch. Get your ass up in this ride and let's roll. God damn. You could have met my friends. Ah, here we go with this female petty ass shit. I don't want to meet your goddamn friends right now. Shit. Oh my God, man. So for the past, you know, day or so, she been giving a nigga that called Shorty, which I gives a fuck, man. You know, hopefully she'll just pack her shit and roll the fuck out. You know, I've been contemplating actually doing things to actually get her the fuck out, you know, because I'm kind of conflicted because she's a good chick, man, you know, and I don't feel comfortable just telling her get the fuck out, you know what I mean? I want it to be her choice, so in order for it to be her choice, I kind of got to set shit up
so that it actually becomes her choice. Like, let's say I actually admit that I'm a smut peddler. I'm actually a fucking cyber pimp. That usually turns bitches off. So if I go ahead and admit that shit, will she goddamn run for the hills? I mean, she's already packed her shit. You know, half her shit that's here, she's already packed it up. Which leads me to believe she's gonna break camp, which will be beautiful. Because then operations will resume as normal. And I can goddamn just relax and feel free and just have, you know, because she's goddamn stressing me, nigga. That's what I'm saying. The bitch is stressing the fuck out of me. Can't see how you square motherfuckers do these relationships, man. Because everybody I know that's in a square relationship, all they do is argue and fuss and fight. And, whew, you know, I'm not on it, nigga. I don't do that. I follow the path of the Buddha. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Buddha is not sexy because logic is not sexy. Hoes do not find logic sexy. You know what I mean? They find pure fucking unbridled emotionalism tantalizing. And me following the path of the Buddha does not make the pussy wet. You know what I'm saying? I will not argue with you, bitch. I will not fuss and fight with you, bitch. Every now and then, I'll have a relapse. I had one the other day. I really dug into that bitch, man. She was just flabbergasted, like, oh my God. Yeah, bitch. It's in me to do that. If you take me there, bitch, don't nag me. I hate for a bitch to fucking nag me about some kid shit. Anyway, that's the show for today. Fat Mac Almighty XXXL coming at you live and direct from MacCity.com. And we out.